8. Carrer del Castell. We can now see the valley of El Torrent de la Salut, where the road to El Vallès or Monistrol ascended, surmounting this slope until reaching the ridge or pass where Collbató is located. The road entered and exited where the covered archway can be seen further down, at the house number 31, known as Calarpada. This archway was constructed in the late 19th century or early 20th century in order to preserve the road. This road also led to the crops that existed along El Torrent de la Salut and to the two public fountains of the Collbató Castle. La Font de la Salut, known as Font del Raig in the Middle Ages, and La Closa. The latter is a very interesting medieval cistern, already documented in 1392, but it no longer flows. The road to the right winds around the hill. It is the path of the castle. It led to the fields on the side of the mountain range and to the two chambers carved into the rock with Gothic arcs and vaults, which are further ahead. According to existing documentation, they might have served as stables for the fortress. From here, we can also contemplate the Hermitage of La Salut, documented in the 14th century as the Church of Santa Maria. It has been called Ermita de la Salut since the 18th century. The present-day construction pertains to a neo-Gothic style, with a gabled roof and a bell tower with a bell coat. It was consecrated in the 1917, burned during the Spanish Civil War and later rebuilt by a local residents. On the mountain side called de las Olelles and also on El Rogent mountain range, which is on the other side of the Rogent named Las Obagas, stone terraces were built. Used for planting grapevines and, since the many losses provoked by the Phylloxera epidemic, olive tree.